Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Fourth quarter, Tennessee 17, Kansas City 9.
When you kind of get in those end-of-the-game situations, you have to try to just go out there and make it happen.
He's going
to
run it across the 40. Mahomes, 45 in midfield. First down.
You got to win games different ways in this league.
He's going to scramble. Inside the 5. Mahomes rolls into the end zone. Touchdown. He gives the Chiefs a chance to maybe tie it on a two-point conversion. And they give it to him for a two-point scramble to tie the game. Sunday night football going to overtime.
He just had the ball. Going into this game against this team, it's always going to be a battle. It's going to be a fight. We're not going to back down from anybody.
And the Chiefs have rallied.
And we went out there and battled to the very end and got the win.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's happening? What's cracking?
Good to see you in town. The band's back together here.
What's up? What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's good is that, first of all.
Talking to the crowd?
Yeah.
You sound like you're talking to the crowd.
I definitely wasn't talking to you.
What's up, son? You getting ready to open up for somebody? Bring somebody on the stage?
I was like, Max, holding the mic.
You're warming the crowd?
Yeah, get them ready. You know what I mean?
So
a lot of stuff popped off this weekend, Max.
Here's the gift and the curse.
You'd be a bad hype man.
The gift and the curse of the great primetime game. Because we do a morning show. We're dragging in here, but it was a great game.
Oh, it's easy.
Stop that. I don't care what you guys say. That game, there's some games you'd be like, all right, I got it. Third quarter, I'll turn it off. You had to watch every second of that game up through the overtime, and it was worth it.
You knew the Chiefs was going to win.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
By the way, the end of the fourth, third and 17, watching Patrick Mahomes scat out of the pocket,
get that first down.
And then watching him rush for the TD, then watching him get the two-point conversion, you just felt everything. You knew it.
I always believe Mahomes is going to win. I always, like, even in that Super Bowl when they were getting killed with no offensive line, like, he'll do something. He'll pull it out.
That's different. He's going up against a young quarterback, rookie quarterback. I mean, there's no way Malik Willis is going to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Before we get that, I thought Malik Willis showed certain signs of improvement already that I was kind of impressed by, but – let me say, be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So Patrick Mahomes, as you heard us talking, helps rally the Chiefs past the Titans, whose Titans seem to have the Chiefs' number, but nevertheless, 2017 Kansas City at Kansas City. Mahomes drop back 68 times.
Huh? 68 times. What?
43 of 68 for 446 yards and a touchdown. Ran for the tying score and the two-point conversion late in the fourth quarter. So, Andy Reid, how comfortable were you with Mahomes toward the end of the game?
Yeah, we weren't getting too far with the run game. And so we thought we needed to throw it a little bit. I've seen him do that in college a few times. It did pretty good. But.
I mean, look, here's the question after this game, guys. Well, look, they beat the Titans. Titans are going to compete. Chiefs beat them. Bad styles matchup for the Chiefs, right? If you can play defense and you can run the ball and possess the ball, that's usually how you beat a high-octane offense guy who drops back a lot. It occurs to me, Josh Allen comes into the season with all the hype around him, right? And he's had a great season, and he beat Mahomes head-to-head. And at that moment, when he made the plays and Mahomes didn't head-to-head, he took the lead in the MVP race. It was really, you couldn't argue anyone other than Allen at that moment. There have been moments since then. Josh Allen, his team just lost to the Jets. Mahomes just won at home. Jalen Hurts continues to win. Tua is putting up huge numbers, actually leading the league in QBR. Mahomes right behind him right now.
Oh, so you're saying Tua is in the conversation?
Who, he's in the conversation. Okay, who is the MVP at this moment? Is it, after last night, Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, it probably is Patrick Mahomes. It probably is.
No.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is, when they come into the season and the hype is around one guy and Josh Allen, and he continues to keep a steady Eddie, he's going to win it. But when he has some dips, and a guy like Patrick Mahomes on prime time takes it to the next level, you go, okay. A lot of what Jalen Hurts is riding on is going to hinge on what happens against the Dallas Cowboys. That is going to hinge.
With Dak, right.
With Dak Prescott, what's going to happen with the Cowboys. And then that'll shift. As far as Tua goes, too raw. It's too raw for him. If numbers and everything, they're not going to – it's just too raw. He can't come out of nowhere any missed game.
But he's doing it.
Yeah, but he's
missing the game. Missing the games put him a little behind the eight ball, Jay.
He had some momentum, but then when he missed the games, that momentum slowed down.
The flip of that.
See, this is not about who's better. It's about who's MVP. If you're asking me who do I think is better, I would say that I think Patrick Mahomes is better. If you're asking about who is the MVP right now, I say it's Jalen Hurts. His team is undefeated. The way he's been leading. And you can sit up here and say, well, that play last night by Patrick Mahomes is incredible. And I get it. Like, he's right there, too. I have him number two. But that loss to the Colts, man, that hurts on the resume. I rather reward a team where the job is complete. Regardless of who they played against, they've been knocking everybody down. Jalen Hurts is undefeated. The numbers are close. I would give it to Hurts.
Actually, numbers aren't as close as you think. But let's table that for 1 second. I want to get back to Tua for a second. Tua missed games. And normally I'd say, look, value, how do you have the same value if you miss those games? The only thing I'd say about Tua is the way he missed the game, concussion, another concussion. Uh-oh, this guy's career could be in jeopardy. Then the fact that he comes back and still plays, to me, he also gets a little extra credit for that.
Yeah, he could get the credit for it, but it's about a momentum swing. His momentum start was building. And if he would have continued to play, they wouldn't have those L's on the resume. It was very clear when he came back what the Miami Dolphins turned into versus when he was gone. It's all about the momentum and the hype. And I think he lost some of that steam when he missed those games.
So first of all, there's a who do we think is MVP versus who do we think is actually going to win MVP, right? Let's talk about who we think is MVP. I want to bring up the QBR stat again for a reason, guys. It's no stat's perfect. It's a pretty good thumbnail sketch, though, right? A little quick shorthand. Listen to the top six guys in QBR and tell me if a single guy who should be in the MVP conversation is not represented. In order, Tua, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Geno Smith, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. Like, it correlates very well with the best players, with the best quarterbacks. By the way, Jalen Hurts has a 63 QBR, Jay. Patrick Mahomes, a 75 QBR.
Okay.
He's significantly, like, when the numbers say Mahomes is significantly outperforming Jalen Hurts.
Okay, but I don't only look at analytics. I mean, I look at the team factor, too, and leadership and those aspects of the game, too.
They don't, but in this case, Jay, isn't it pretty obvious that one team plays really good defense and the other is always hopefully playing defense just well enough?
I just don't come from this whole thing that you guys do about I have to
who are you guys?
Diminish somebody because their team might have a better on both sides of the ball. Like, that's what you just
said. We're not diminishing, we're comparing.
No, you just said that. Well, because his defense is better, like, all of a sudden it takes away from
Jalen. No, you're the opposite. You're diminishing Mahomes because he doesn't have a better defense.
I'm not diminishing Mahomes. I just have him number two.
But comparing him to Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts undefeated.
Here's two signature moments for both MVP candidates that are happening right now. Josh Allen rolls into Kansas City, signature moment. Everybody's watching. He beats Kansas City. Last night, everybody's watching. Tennessee rolls in to Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes pulls one.
That's it.
From underneath.
That's him. A signature moment against the Titans?
Man, the Titans ran the ball. They did what they're supposed to do. They
beat them last year, too.
I just.
But no.
Titans beat Kansas City.
Beat Kansas City down last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Now, Jalen Hurts needs to have one of those signature moments. He's yet to have one. His will be against the Dallas Cowboys.
That's not a signature moment. You're beating look, they had the number one record in the conference last year, and they beat the Chiefs. So it's a rematch. It's a revenge game. You know.
Okay. Yeah, for this year.
Without their starting quarterback. Without Ryan Tannehill.
Sure.
Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis. Come on, man. Stop.
Okay.
No, that's legit. I mean, look, they beat.
What are you talking about?
Just like Jalen Hurts.
Malik Willis has had 1,000 snaps in the NFL. You know what I mean?
If Ryan Tannehill was that quarterback,
I'm not saying it wasn't a difficult game. It was a difficult game.
They're going to turn around with Ryan Tannehill and hand the ball to Derrick Henry.
So you're telling me
they're going to turn around with me and hand the ball to Derrick Henry.
Malik Willis. Not having the same amount of snaps is the same thing as Ryan Tannehill.
Who is the MVP right now in the NFL? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. By the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, are the Packers, forget about in serious danger of missing the playoffs, are they toast?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been counted out many times in my life, as have many of my teammates.
This is how we're going to build our team. Obviously, you want to build it around the quarterback. I get all that. But that's not his job. His job is to play quarterback.
Sounded like Herm, didn't it?
Yeah, it's Herm. That's got to be Herm.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back with us. Yeah, I had him on this just in on Friday. It's good to see Coach.
I see Coach Herm back in the mix.
Go ahead.
I always wonder what it's like to be Herm Edwards. You wake up in the mirror, you look in that mirror with a clear conscience every day. You gave it your best every day. I don't know what that's like.
After midnight, don't press send.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
That's lines, man.
ESPN Radio. Who's the NFL MVP right now after last night? Is it Mahomes? Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it Tua Tagovailoa? Are you still back in Josh Allen at this moment?
What?
Who's the MVP? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Is it Geno Smith? That's right, I said it. If the other guys are in the conversation, why wouldn't he be?
Crazy.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You know who it's not?
Hold on, wait. Why are you making that face? You ain't putting his name in the conversation yet?
No, Geno, cool.
Yeah.
I picked Geno at the start of the season. Everybody thought I was...
Picked him for what? To be in the MVP
To do the same thing that Russell Wilson
wait,
was
hold
doing.
On, Max. Let me double him down. Is he in the MVP conversation for you, Key?
No, he's not in the MVP conversation.
That's why I want to make sure.
Yeah, no, because listen, it's not...
He's like six.
Yeah. If you want to go all the way, if you think the sixth person can win the MVP, then
I think there are six quarterbacks this year who are separated from the others, and Geno Smith is one of them. Okay? He has done enough to say he's not in the MVP conversation, but if a couple things happen, it's not unthinkable.
Yeah, I'm going into an NFC championship game with Geno Smith at my quarterback this year. I'm comfortable.
Right.
I'm comfortable.
Right.
Up against whoever.
Yeah. No, you know who you might not be comfortable with? And not just because he hasn't won in the playoffs recently a lot. Is he having the worst or is the title of most disappointing season now solely Aaron Rodgers? Tom Brady leads a comeback and wins and look, even Russell Wilson got off the schneid a little bit. Aaron Rodgers.
I hadn't seen Russell Wilson in weeks.
I know. Because he's in London and then they have a bye and all the.
I know. It just seems like I hadn't seen him in weeks.
I feel like, yeah, right. It's been like a month. Aaron Rodgers throws three interceptions as the Lions beat the Packers 15-9. Guys, all three came within 25. Basically red zone. All three within 25 yards of the Lions end zone. Two of the interceptions officially in the red zone. First career game with multiple INTs in the red zone. It's the Green Bay Packers' fifth consecutive loss. That's the longest losing streak of Aaron Rodgers' career. This is the first time since 08.
And guess what it sets up next, Max?
What's it set up?
Payback game. Mike McCarthy coming.
Oh.
Cowboys versus Packers?
Oof.
Chance for them to lose six in a row. You don't think Mike McCarthy wants...
Go get Quinn.
He
say,
wants a piece of that.
Go tell Mike. Go. There's a bounty on that. All right. Oh, I can't even say that. You can't motivate your defensive players to go knock out the quarterback. Hey, Aaron Rodgers at the post game presser on his three INTs.
Yeah, it's some throws for sure. Yeah, the kid made a nice one down the middle, but the other two, you know, I probably should have just checked out of that play and hand the ball off or adjusted the route in the first one. And then, I just was a little off balance and threw a bad one to Dave in the back.
What is going on, Keith? That's crazy. It's not Aaron Rodgers. Who is that dude?
Looks like he's pressing to me. Looks like he's pressing. Looks like he's not having fun. And when you're pressing and not having fun, you do uncharacteristic things. You throw off balance. He was doing a little bit of that yesterday. And they just, they're not, they are toast, in my opinion. They're never going to catch Minnesota. And
everyone's writing them off
I
now.
Don't see where they're going to turn it around.
I can't give up yet. I can't give up yet. I can't give up yet. You're probably right, but I can't write Rodgers off.
If you turn it around, what do they have, nine games left?
Eight.
Eight games left. So they got eight games. Eight games. Not
got to run the table, kind of.
You got to run the table.
Yeah, and he's not making that guarantee. Notice, once upon a time, he said we're going to run the table.
You're
not saying that.
The table. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. Now you got Romeo Doubs with a little bit of an ankle injury. You know, you're not running the ball well. Your defense isn't playing all that great.
Aren't you having buyer's remorse if you're the Packers organization? Like, if your motto has been, we're not going to surround him with these weapons that we're going to go out and get. We're going to build internally, right, with our youth. And we're moving in this direction. Your defense isn't panning out. You're looking at this guy who's making $50 million, and you're saying, did we double down on the wrong thing considering the way he's led? The way he's led. I'm not even talking about his play. I'm just talking about the way he's led our younger players. Should we have gone in a different direction and started fresh and just built the organization the way we envisioned it over time?
I'm not saying that this is the case, but I want your guys' opinion on this because I notice it in boxing, okay? Sometimes if there is a superior athlete, a dude who's just capable of doing things physically other dudes can't do, he doesn't have to rely on some of the fundamentals the way normal humans have to rely on them. So I think about Roy Jones and Bernard Hopkins. Roy Jones had supernatural, most talented fighter ever, right? But he didn't age as well as Hopkins, even though he was better in his prime, because Bernard didn't have that talent. He had to know every detail of the fundamentals. I look at Brady. Brady has to do it just right to get it done his whole career. Rodgers was allowed to, his talent allowed him to do some things maybe you shouldn't do. Key, is that catching up with him at all, do you think? Has he lost a little quarter step in a way where he can't quite get away with what he's been getting away with?
No, I wouldn't blame everything on Aaron Rodgers this year. Their team in general hasn't played well. Receivers dropping balls. They do get separation. They do get open, but they can't figure out how to catch and hold on to the football. The defensive side of the ball in Joe Barry and company hadn't helped him. They're running the football, making a decision not to run at times, hasn't helped him. So I wouldn't put everything on him. I just wouldn't. But he does look miserable.
Do you think the Packers have buyer's remorse, Keith, like I talked about? If you were Brian Gutekunst, would you not?
No,
to a degree?
I wouldn't, because it's Aaron Rodgers. And if Aaron Rodgers was available on the shelf, I'm buying him.
Even now?
Like right now? Based
yeah,
on the
right
season?
Now. That's what
I was talking about.
Yeah, because I know it's just not him.
Right.
I know it's everything.
So it's not a physical deterioration.
Oh, no. No.
Guy won back-to-back, coming off back-to-back MVPs.
But that's the question. If you're Aaron Rodgers.
Something's going on.
if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you are pressing whatever it is, if you don't think you have the weapons, like, do you want to stay in Green Bay for another year?
Nope, not at this rate, nope. I don't think he's going to end his career there, even though they just gave him the money. What kind of cap hit, though? Like, how does that work in terms of what he signed? Didn't he have an out after 1 year?
Yeah, his contract is structured weird, and I haven't read it, so I really don't know, Max, to be honest with you. Maybe that's the Dan Graziano question.
Yeah, because I thought it was year to year. But we'll find out.
Yeah, it's a three-year deal, but it's out.
That's what I'm saying. At least, well, in today's player empowerment, guys can tell you when they don't want to be somewhere.
You know, it feels like to me like the
what? I'm just
the Packers are player empowerment.
I'm just saying, you call whatever the hell you want to call it. When dudes tell you they don't want to be somewhere,
the Packers feel to me, Jay, I think you'll appreciate this. Back in the day, the Knicks had Patrick Ewing when I'm a kid, right? And I think at some point they must have made the calculation that, you know what? We don't need to tear it down to win a championship, to build it back up the right way to win a championship. As long as we make the second round of the playoffs, we're good, right? They were like good enough to be good enough. The Packers, to me, it feels like, made a calculation with Rodgers at a certain point. We're going to draft his replacement. We're going to spend that first round pick there. The important thing for us is to continue to be a powerhouse, when what they needed to do was push the chips in to get over the top.
This guy had a clock in front of him.
Your calls on NFL MVP. Plus, did Tom Brady save the Bucs season?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. No Huddle is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. All right.
Rams at Buccaneers.
So Tom Brady threw a last-minute TD pass, and the Bucs beat the Rams 16-13. Tom Brady took over with 44 seconds left, went 5 of 6 for 60 yards on the game-winning drive. The record 55th of his career. Man, he's setting records never going to be broken. Finished 36 of 58 for 280 yards, becoming the first player in NFL history to throw for more than 100,000 yards in his career, regular and postseason combined. The 45-year-old avoided his first four-game losing streak since 0-2. Here's Tom Brady.
We needed it. We got it. We fought to the end. Defense played great. Made some plays offensively. I know we left a few out there, but it's a team's tough team. So got some great players. Glad we won.
Why does this offense, Key, continue to struggle after 9 weeks?
I think you got to look at, coming into the season, a lot of injuries. They can't run the football well. They just haven't been able to get in sync and do some of the same things that they've been able to do the last couple years under Byron Leftwich and company. Plus, Tom Brady has had some stuff in his personal life going on. If this game was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they lose.
That's right.
Because he's out there in a fog.
You feel like there's a transition that's occurring with Tom Brady. We watched him at one of his all-time worst times, and then kind of coming out of that with the announcement about going through a divorce and then him owning stuff, and then even like that last-minute drive last night, man. That felt like Tom Brady, despite the fact that they only rushed for 51 yards. He made them win the game. That's what Tom Brady does.
Yeah, by the way, I don't think this one's complicated. It's the two things you guys are talking about. Number one, the entire interior of the offensive line is hurt and missing, right? Yeah. And number two, the man went through a divorce. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
He's coming out of it.
Hopefully, it looks like he is. The Jets defense. Okay, wait.
You gained 3 more pounds.
Wait a minute. We're on to the next play already.
Fields at Jets.
The Jets defense stuns Josh Allen and the Bills and beat him 20-17. Josh Allen, 18 of 34 for 205 yards. This is the man that Jay says the greatest quarterback of all time. Held without a touchdown pass for the first time since week 17 of last season against Atlanta. The Jets intercepted Josh Allen twice and sacked him 5 times in a season-defining performance. Here's Robert Saleh on getting the win.
You know, I know a lot of people are going to be surprised, right? I don't think there's a person surprised in the locker room. It's a hard-fought game. It's a damn good football team, a well-coached football team over there. Buffalo, obviously, they've got championship aspirations. But I don't think there's a guy in that locker room that didn't think we couldn't win.
All right, Key. How big was this win for the organization?
I think it's huge. I think when you look at what the New York Jets are doing now, this is why they brought Robert Saleh here. This is why Joe Douglas made that decision. You got a defensive-minded coach that finally has a defense playing like the reputation that he brought from San Francisco. And on top of that, they went in and took care of business against a Buffalo team. Like he said, had aspirations of going to the Super Bowl and being in Arizona. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked if they don't wind up in the AFC Championship game.
Ooh, that
don't
was be fast. Shocked. That was fast.
Wow. Wow.
Just say that. Don't be shocked. Because they, when teams get a book on you, they open up that book and they repeat it. That's all they say is, oh, the Jets were able to do that? I think we could do it.
I mean, look, I give Robert Saleh a lot of credit, right? You talk about receipts. Well, the defense stepped up. I mean, they held Josh Allen without a TD. And also, what did we see the offense do? They ran the ball. They kept the recipe the same it was before Breece Hall got hurt, right? So when you see Zach Wilson not throw the ball 40 times all over the place, but only at 25 attempts, and you see them run the ball offensively, that's the way they need to go about their recipe in winning games.
They look good. They're very talented. All right. We are in the no huddle right now, guys. Are you aware of that here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio? What's next?
Seahawks at Cardinals.
Seahawks win their 4th straight. They beat the Cardinals 31-21. Geno Smith.
Not good.
Top 6 in QBR this year, guys. Threw for 275 yards and 2 touchdowns, while rookie Kenneth Walker III ran for 109 and 2 scores. Seattle Seahawks have won 4 straight games, while the Cardinals have lost 4 of 5. Here is Geno Smith after the game.
Man, it was a hard one, like you said. It was a tough win, and it's very important. You need these type of tests during the season. You have to feel what it's like to play championship football. That felt like a championship game. They're playing for their season as well. They're a really good team. You know, hats off to the Cardinals. They have really good players on that defense and on that offense. And so it's going to be like that every week in the NFL. And we got to feel that in order to learn how to win.
Yeah, meanwhile, I just hung 31 on them, but yeah. Anyway,
where are the Seahawks in the NFC, Key?
I would say they're right there in that 3-4 category. I don't think that they are better than the Eagles or Cowboys. And then it's between them and the Vikings, depending on who you like.
Jay, you know what the difference between those Vikings and Seahawks are to me, though?
What?
Yeah, I agree. They're not quite on the Eagles level. It wouldn't, like, if someone said actually they represented the NFC this year in the Super Bowl, that wouldn't shock me. They seem capable of doing that to me.
Not shock me at all.
But if Minnesota, I'd be surprised. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was Seattle.
Can I just give a big shout-out, though? When Rashad Penny went down, I was like, that's going to be a massive loss. Yo, Kenneth Walker has been a beast, man.
Yeah.
He had two TDs last night, rushing for 100 yards. The way they play just keeps that same element on the run game. And Geno Smith, like we said, is in the MVP conversation. But what's going on, Arizona? What is going on? You have all the talent. It's coaching. It's coaching, and I'm angry about it. Come on, Cliff.
Come on, after all those head coaching jobs he had around the NFL to finally get – all right.
Jay.
No, it's Cliff, Key. It's Clifford.
You do know that's one of Jay's teams.
Arizona?
I could be mad at it.
Is Arizona one of your teams?
Absolutely. Yeah. He tried for 3 years, he tried to just bash me across the head with a sledgehammer and crack my skull because I tried to warn him about the Arizona Cardinals.
Lies, you were warning me about Kyler Murray.
Was warning you about the Cardinals.
I talked about Cliff Kingsbury always crashing when it matters the most.
Seems to me we're in a huddle, and this is no huddle. What's next?
Bring up receipts.
All right, we just got a flag.
Dolphins at Bears.
Yeah.
All right, so the Dolphins outlast the Bears on Justin Fields' record rushing day.
Ooh.
Tua Tagovailoa threw for three TDs. Tyreek Hill, 143 yards receiving. Miami overcame a record-setting rushing effort by Justin Fields to beat the Bears 35-32 on Sunday. Fields set the rushing record for a quarterback in a regular season game with 178 yards. Tua Tagovailoa, what have you learned about your team while grinding out road victories?
I've learned a lot. The resiliency of our team, the resiliency of our guys to continue to fight, to continue to not give up on the game, regardless of how close the game is or how out of hand it may be. We continue to fight. So that's what I'm proud of with our team up to this point.
Bears. All right. Earlier in the show, we talked about MVP Key, and I brought up Tua's name. I think he's top five MVP candidate. But what about Tyreek Hill? Should he get any consideration in the MVP race?
I think he should. Jay mentioned this yesterday on our call about Tyreek Hill being the MVP MVP consideration. And I was like, yeah, I guess he could be. I mean, I guess. But what I would say if I was a voter is when Tua was out, Tyreek didn't take over and win those games. So I would look at it, but dude,
hard for
catch
a receiver to do it.
I know, but it's like MVP. You know,
he's gonna make a push for him. He should be in the conversation.
2,000 yards, man. I ain't never.
That's what I'm saying.
2,000 yards.
He gonna get it, but it's the way he went about it. So this past offseason, everybody talked about Tyreek going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua,
absolutely,
and all he's been talking about, Tua's accuracy is gonna be on point. I got it. I'm not a difference maker. You just feel like this team has arrived, and it's mostly on the shoulders of Tyreek Hill. He might be the most the best offensive weapon in the game of football.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. The show putting everything on his shoulders when Tua was out, those other quarterbacks weren't able to elevate the team. So I feel like he probably should have been able to do that if he becomes a serious MVP.
Know what I see, guys?
Not an MVP candidate for statistics. If he get 2,000 yards, you got to make up another. Something. I don't know what the hell
you know what I see here? Mike McDaniel. Like, you gotta say what it is, man. You go from Reed, who, has a system that works, obviously, right? And you go to a dude, first-year head coach, but when he has the pieces he needs, oh, my God. Like, Key, this is not like we thought maybe, but could he be a high-volume ace receiver? Yeah, he is.
Who is that?
Tyreek Hill.
I don't know what he is, man. I just know he's good.
But can you add on to that? So when Teddy Bridgewater got Teddy Bridgewater got his concussion, they were in their third string quarterback. So when you're talking about, Tyreek Hill not elevating the team, that's a third string quarterback.
Yeah, third stringer, yeah.
Like, what do you really want Tyreek Hill to do?
Play with the fourth string.
Just elevate everybody.
Who is the NFL MVP?
Elevate Max Kellerman off the streets.
Who is the NFL MVP right now? By the way, the Jets have a dude on their team, too, a defensive player. Quinnen Williams, what he has done, he's a game wrecker. Other than Micah Parsons, I think he might be the best defensive one. And Aaron Donald, best defensive player in football.
I got to watch him a little more.
Oh, my God, Key. There's no stopping this dude.
I got to watch him a little more.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Got to really dive into him.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Who's the MVP, Chris?
Jalen Hurts all day.
See? All right.
In Pennsylvania.
Tell us why, though. Let him talk. Tell us why.
Pennsylvania.
You guys had said earlier about he didn't have any decisive wins, but he had played Dallas's defense, you know what I mean? So it's not like he was playing, you know what I'm saying,
that's true. No, that's true.
So he was playing their defense, so he already got a decisive win.
Yeah, that's true, but Dallas was not at full strength, even though he played against Dallas's defense. When the offense is playing a certain way.
Would that be enough?
The defense will be playing a certain way, too. Would that be enough?
But also, yeah, right. Whatever you do against the defense, when the other side ain't doing anything against your defense, it's easier to win the game, right?
Absolutely. You guys just totally forget about the Colts game for the Chiefs. So that's what we're doing. We're just going to skip over the Colts game like that didn't happen.
No, there's a bit of a recency bias, the Colts are really like the top tier team.
Oh, that's not what we're saying, that's, Jay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Do you really want to compare the weapons that Mahomes has around him to the weapons they gave Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts, going into the season, we knew was loaded, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
I mean,
yeah, let's compare him.
Schuster, like Alan Lazard, like he has weapons.
You just said Juju Smith-Schuster and Alan Lazard. A.J. Brown, brother.
They had two tight ends, so good, they let Ertz walk out the door. This is what you're doing. So you're saying because the Eagles got A.J. Brown, now you're using that against Jalen Hurts.
That's what
we're saying, because now he has a weapon.
No, you're turning it around, Jay.
No, we said that every Mahomes' quarterback numbers, needs weapons.
Mahomes' numbers are better than Jalen Hurts' numbers, significantly better. Jalen Hurts has a better defense.
Not the QBRs, but not all numbers.
But the QBR, if it takes into consideration all the numbers that you're going to point out, weighs them, and has Mahomes like a standard deviation better. He's doing it with fewer offensive weapons and without a defense.
Make you believe everything he's saying.
No, that's the way he always, because he tries to speak from a place like, I'm telling you what the answer is, and it's his opinion.
The thing is, I happen to have all the answers.
It's not facts.
So what is it then?
It's not facts. Max facts.
Are we saying that Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, I'm also saying Jalen Hurts
is a different thing than
Jalen Hurts. First of all, one dude's an AFC, another dude's an NFC. They are two different teams. They don't have the same type of offense. So when you start trying to compare the numbers, Jalen Hurts is never going to drop back 50 times to throw the football.
David Kaplan.
Don't you David Kaplan me to get off what I'm getting
David
ready to do to you.
David Kaplan is on slick. Hold.
Because he get ready to get torched.
He's on hold.
Don't you dare.
Cap, get in
Please.
Here.
Cap, host of Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Who's your MVP, Cap?
Try to cut us off.
Boy, that's a great club. Right now, I'd probably vote for Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
All right, never mind, Kaplan. Anyway, as
there
we were
you go.
Saying. All right, hey, why is he your MVP, Cap?
Just the way that team's playing, with the way he's playing. I mean, if it's only going to be all about numbers, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is a pretty amazing guy. Josh Allen was not good yesterday. That Eagles team has arrived. They're playing really good football, and I think that guy is the heartbeat of that team. They got great defense, great O-line, but, yeah, I'd go with probably Jalen Hurts.
And that's the reason I started the conversation off early this morning about Josh Allen is no Patrick Mahomes because Patrick Mahomes and is recently biased, but Jalen Hurts is probably in the lead right now. His team's undefeated.
He's behind Mahomes, but okay.
He's really doing great. You know, and when you look at it and you think about it, Justin Fields has a little bit of that Jalen Hurts in him.
He does.
Once he gets, and I told you this, Cap, when I was with you in Chicago, once the Bears and my good friend Ryan Poles, who I had a conversation on the streets with, and we talked for a little bit there, get some weapons around him and they build that offense, you're going to see Jalen Hurts duplication.
All right, from Justin Fields.
From Justin Fields.
He set the rushing record for a quarterback in a regular season game. 178. There's Mike Vick,
that's
Lamar Jackson. It was Justin Fields. And first player in NFL history to throw three touchdown passes and rush for at least 150 yards in the same game. So, Cap, when they moved up to draft him, which I thought was a very good idea, the idea was like, okay, there's potential greatness there. Where is he on that journey? If there's potential greatness, where is he right now?
I mean, he's taken a huge step because Luke Getsy's got to get, and obviously Matt Eberflus, a ton of credit for during the mini bye after the loss to the Commanders, saying, self-scout, guys, we cannot protect this young man in the pocket. We just can't. We don't have enough talent there. Our receivers don't get enough separation. So here's what we're going to do. And they started rolling him and getting him design quarterback runs. This kid is a really, really talented football player. We just need our A.J. Brown and our Devontae Smith, and we need our Fletcher Cox on defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the talent that's walked out the door in the last 12 months. Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn, Roquan Smith, just to name three, Allen Robinson. I mean, there's a ton of talent, and they haven't replaced any of those dudes with anything resembling, you know, high-quality impact guys. So that's why it is where it is.
See, Cap, when you look at that, when you look at that game from yesterday, and you mentioned the talent that walked out the door, and you mentioned the receiver in Allen Robinson. But what I would say is they went out there and got a guy like Claypool, right? Justin Fields delivers a football in a crucial moment at the end of the game. It's a 50-50 ball, and Claypool tried to catch it at his waist. You can't do that. You got to go up and high point that ball because you got to bail a quarterback out at that point. That's what they're missing, yep. Things like mm-hmm. that. You fight through the defender, you elevate at the highest level, and you go get it like a damn rebound.
Key, I told you this multiple times about Claypool. There's been so many 50-50 balls watching him in Pittsburgh where he let 5'9 guys go out.
That's what he did the other day. It's the same itty thing. Bitties was
that's
dunking
who he is,
on
man.
Him.
But, Cap, I do want to ask you about the NFC North overall. What the hell is
going on? And by the way,
Key,
that was PI, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, but you go up and you get that. You go up and you get – you don't lean on the referees or depend on them to bail you out. You bail your quarterback out because, you know, refs, they might not do nothing. You saw that yesterday.
So, Cap.
Agreed.
So, Cap,
go ahead.
Tell me about what's going on in the NFC North. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? What do you see?
He's got a bad football team around. He's still, I mean, you know, going into yesterday, everyone's like, well, is Tom Brady done? He looks like he's lost a lot of weight. When he had to make plays down the stretch, man, he did. And I still think Aaron's got good football. He just doesn't have a very good team around him. He doesn't. Underachieving on defense. He doesn't have much in the receiver room. And he had a bad day yesterday. You can't get picked three times around the goal line. You just can't. He had a bad day, but they've got a bad football team. They do.
You think it gets worse with them playing Dallas next? The reunion, yes, of Mike McCarthy getting a chance. Everybody kept talking about Mike McCarthy wasn't the answer. Well, now we'll get a chance to see.
I do. I think Dallas can go to the Super Bowl. No question about it. I really do. Again, Philly's playing great, but I think Dallas can get to the Super Bowl. Now, I'm excited for the game here in Chicago. Detroit at the Bears. Detroit can score. They absolutely can. Didn't yesterday, but they won. The Bears can't stop anybody, but nobody's stopping us right now either.
Yeah, I guess if you're just looking to watch some football, that'll be a real barn burner.
Man, leave Cap
before we get before we get out of here. I want to get back to Justin Fields and Cap. 100%. What we see, I'm starting to think the ace, the alpha receiver is this by far the second most important guy on the team. The quarterback one, the receiver two.
Man,
look what they did for Joe.
My stuff.
Look what they did for Joe Burrow. Look what they did for Tua. But this has changed. This is like a new thing. It used to be left tackle, defensive, whatever it was.
Man, it's always been you got to have one.
You have so. When you talk about, look, they got to go out and get Justin Fields and stuff now, how confident are you that that will happen? We have about 30 seconds, Cap, in the near future.
Yes, I'm very, very confident. $130 million in cap space. I think they've still got 8 or 9 picks, and I'm sure he's not done, and they'll get comp picks. I am confident they will go out, and the next A.J. Brown might be playing at Soldier Field. And get my money ready, Key. Get my money ready.
All right. Well, I can tell you this. My good friend Ryan Poles certainly is going to, you know, look over the landscape.
You guys have a good conversation about it.
Yep. Great relationship.
Yep. Good back and forth information.
10 minutes on the sidewalk talking.
Thanks, Cap. Does the AFC
have a great day?
You Thank need to
you
know
too.
It's Ryan Poles.
AFC East, is that the best division in the NFL right now? ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today.
the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.